I don't want to monopolize your time, but one quickie, final, and this final one, and that is I've heard about the deleterious effects of oils in a variety of different resources. Safflower, soybean, corn oil, and canola oil. Even one of them, when printing, it indicates that it might be one of the contributing factors to increasing macular degeneration.
Oh, yes.
And I can't understand because they're monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats. And can you...
I'm so glad you asked this question. And really, the one of the few remaining heroes in my life is a woman, Mary Enig, from the University of Maryland. And she is the champion researcher on fatty acids. But let me step back. See, many of these oils should be good for you. Of course, canola oil is a nail in a coffin. It shouldn't even be sold for human. It's designed to make your wood look good. Now, if you're a piece of wood, you're going to look good. But I suspect you're not a piece of wood. So I don't think this is a good strategy for you. And I would say that most of the oils, like safflower and sunflower and some of these others, should be good, but they're temperature pressed at very high temperatures.
Yeah, that's
so
wonderful.
Then that's not enough. That doesn't give them, in other words, they're pressing the primary producer of these oils is an outfit called Unilever. Okay, and it's interesting, I believe at one time the Queen of England was the CEO of Unilever. Very interesting. And they will only sell you a device to press the oil at 145 degrees unless you're doing cosmetic, because they know if they did that with a cosmetic that you would get a rash, so they don't do that. So now they've got this oil that's got a lot of heat damage, because anytime you press over about 100 degrees, you've got a problem. Okay, so now what do? They then package it in clear plastic. Okay, now these guys went to the same schools I went to. I went to Purdue. One of the first things you learn about an oil is the fastest way you rancidify it or make it bad for you is to put it into light. Okay, so light is one of the premier ways you can cause rancidity. All right, so now, where is the oil in the supermarket? Top shelf, clear plastic. Now, I know that I'm told that it's the marketing people that say this will sell the oil the best. Well, I don't make anything like this, I don't consume anything like this, and I don't recommend you do. And yes, if you have oils that are damaged like this, I would expect there are going to be health consequences, wouldn't you? Now, we produce an oil called EFA oil blend, and that's organic flax, sesame, olive oil, the only olive oil on earth without an alkali in it, and some barrage oil. And that's what I recommend you use as a salad dressing. And if I don't have that, I may take a little vinegar. I might take a little olive oil, depending on the bottle. And that's it when I'm eating out. Okay?
Gotcha.
Good talking to you,
Dr.
Charles.
Marshall, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye.